Hi, Andrew. My name is Kristen. I'm calling with XPO. I have a tech that was needing to request a trip charge.
Okay, ma'am. Let me see here. Do you happen to have the order number or phone number attached to the order?
Yes, sir. It's 682-47314.
Okay. Alrighty, can I have you confirm the name and address on the order?
Yes, sir. It's Edward Barnum, and the address is 2519 Minor Lake Drive, Elgin, Michigan, 49010. Is that Michigan? Sorry, it's been a long day.
Yeah, no, that's all right. I understand.
I blanked on our phone number earlier, so there's no telling.
Thank you for confirming that for me, and how can I help you with this order today?
Okay, so the tech, Justin, called requesting a trip charge because the existing dishwasher that the customer has to be cut out, and so the customer requested that the new dishwasher just be returned to the store.
Okay, so the client wanted to send it back?
Yes, sir. I tried to call Mr. Barnum to confirm, but it just went to voicemail. I did ask him to try and return our call to confirm, but I wasn't able to actually speak with him at the moment.
Okay. No worries. So, what I'm going to need to do is just go through a few prompts here before I can get you that breeze code, if you don't mind being placed on a brief hold.
Yes, sir. That's fine.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. One moment.
Yes, sir.
I think it's much rolling. I have that number here for you when ready.
All right. You can go ahead.
All right. It is 263-015-446.
All right. That was 263-015-446.
Correct.
All right. And you said your name is Andrew?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Thank you so much, Andrew.
No problem. Thank you for your time. Have a great day.
You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.